You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy Wednesday to you. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It is weird. It is one of the weird moments for me where it feels like it's earlier in the week than later. You know that, you know that you go to work and you're
usually
like, damn, how is
yourself.
It? Yeah, how's it still Tuesday? I thought it was Thursday. Today I was like, wait, it's Wednesday. It's not Tuesday. We're further along in this week, getting closer and closer to a Texans playoff game versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, starting off what we hope. And if I'm crossing my fingers in this moment, we hope is a deep playoff run, probably even a Super Bowl playoff run for this Texans team. But it starts with the first game versus the Steelers. Let's talk about that and more here on a Wednesday edition of In the Loop. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Attitude, LaFiggy Fig on the ones and twos for you, as he always is. And you, always getting involved with the program, as we appreciate. The text line is open for you, 713-572-4610, where the 979 says, Sean's neighbors took advantage of the open invitation. Come over anytime. They took that literally.
Hey, anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Like, nope.
Hey, you said anytime.
Anytime. 2:30 in the morning, want to get a quick dip in? Let's do it. But then also, we have appreciation to the Mokarem Injury Lawyers for the live streams. There's the YouTube page. That's Sports Radio 610. Hop in, talk to the folks. There's always a robust group of people in there. Also, the Twitch chat, rather, on 610 Houston. But I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I was deeply perplexed, John Lopez. I think I put this in our group text, and I don't think I used all the words that I was thinking in that moment. When I see transactions come down, we get the emails from the Texans, and I saw a transaction. I was like, what could they possibly be doing?
Yeah.
There is a return from the injury reserve. Darrell Taylor, hey, welcome back. Number 52, opportunity to have another edge rusher. We know how much D'Amico loves those. That's really cool for a game playing that you're going to play against Aaron Rodgers. You want to get after the quarterback.
Then you kept scrolling, didn't
That's
you?
Correct. That is right. I kept scrolling, and all of a sudden, waved was Kayvon Wallace. And I was like, oh, my, what are they doing?
Yeah.
What are they doing? What are they cooking here, John Lopez? The safety that just recently started your last spate of games, as you have looked for a partner to play alongside Caleb Bullock, it felt like you found something that was passable. And headed into the playoffs, you will now be dealing with something else at safety, barring one of those instances where this is, maybe I'm making too much of this, and then he returns on the practice squad and they elevate him and everything's fine. But if that's not the case, you are in a place where you do not have a starting safety, at least that you have run with recently, going into the most important portion of your season.
No, that was exactly my question. I was perplexed as well, and I said, so what are they doing? Because they were thin at safety with Kayvon Wallace.
That is correct.
Like, when they had him, they were thin at safety. Right now, it's Miles Bryant, it's Kalen Bullock. That's it, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Unless there's guys coming back from injury reserve. Now, this is a thought that bounced around, because as you might imagine, and I'm sure some of you listeners were doing this, getting on social media wondering, okay, so what could be the answer here? Because there's got to be some logic here. I think we would assume that Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, all the decision makers are logical beings.
No, they have a plan.
And so what could that plan be? A lot of people are thinking the young man, Jalen Reed, that was injured. He remember the broken plate in his arm. He went on injured reserve. Could he be coming back and then starting at that other safety? I'd be cool with that, except that's a dude coming immediately back off of injury, just getting that week of practice, and then being thrown not just into the cooking pan, I guess, it's right into the fire of starting, playing major snaps, not really having much of a backup option in that instance.
Against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, against a dude who we've talked about a lot as somebody that has seen everything that there is to see in the National Football League.
Well, and the other thing about it, there were so many thoughts going through my head. Number one, like, D'Amico Ryans wants his safeties to play a particular way, you know, and we know that from C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And now you can almost point to that one fateful play with Alec Pierce. We know it from Kayvon Wallace.
Amongst others.
Amongst others, yes. But still, you know, that was one word like, I think D'Amico even said after the game, you know, the communication and knowing, being where you need to be. I think he said that, being where you need to be. And I'm like, that's exactly what he said about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. If you don't get it right, you're in trouble. And then I started thinking, okay, what are they doing? Could be he's going back to the practice squad. They'll elevate him. No harm, no foul. But there's still some questions about his play, clearly. Could be Jalen Reed. So Jalen Reed is really interesting to me because not just coming off an injury, as you put it. Do you realize he's played 7 games this year?
I do.
7 games.
I do.
Here's the thing that jumps out. In one game, he had 12 tackles against the Buffalo Bills. He had an incredible game.
Mm-hmm.
12 tackles, 9 solo tackles. In the other 6 games, combined, 2 tackles. It's a roll of the dice. They have a plan. You got to have confidence in what they're doing, especially on the defensive side. But it is a question. It is an absolute question at the safety position. And as I mentioned, you're facing Aaron Rodgers, who exploits any little mistake you make.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, I gotta admit, this one feels dicey to me. It feels dicey to me. And you mentioned that D'Amico Ryans talked about being in the right place. You could also go back to looking at what we brought up kind of in passing, which was a tweet that somebody had put up on X during the game, I believe. This is just cut Kayvon Wallace now. And you saw yesterday, you saw Kamari Lassiter get on Twitter and be like, hey, go easy on my team. Or no, cut Tremont Smith. It was Tremont Smith, yeah, remember? Yeah. And it was like, go easy on my teammates. Kalen Bullock also went to that place. And I think the operative portion of that was, you don't know what the coverage was.
Yeah.
And I think you rightfully brought up.
Well, that kind of narrows it down.
Does that not indicate or intimate to some point that the error was in with Kayvon Wallace?
Yeah.
Is this what you're seeing is that D'Amico Ryans is doing the standard is the standard to the point of get on or get gone. And that feels like that as much as I've leaned into the way that they handle things, them upholding the standard, the mantras, the propaganda, anything you want to call it, has been a necessity for them. This feels like this might be the cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah, because you need warm bodies version at this point. You need just like guys, uniforms to fill the role. And, Kayvon Wallace, let's say he does come back and they elevate him and he's back. What's your confidence level? What's your confidence level of him? And how much more, if it is more, is that confidence than throwing Jalen Reed back out there? Jalen Reed looked pretty good in camp, looked pretty good in the preseason, had some moments, had the one enormous game against the Bills, but then 2 tackles in 6 other games and just 7 games altogether, and you're in Pittsburgh in the playoffs. Like, serious question, which would you have more confidence in?
I think the style of play would lead me to Jalen Reed, but I think that there's a reasonable question to ask. How quickly does he get up to speed, and is he ready to go? I don't have a good answer for that. Also, I would encourage you to recall that this does not have to be an either-or situation. In playing, absolutely. In being on the roster, it did not have to be. I see people on the text line, Wallace is a liability in coverage. He had to go. Wallace sucks. He's a hard hitter. That's about it. I don't fully agree that he's a liability in coverage, but I mean, I don't have a great leg to stand on when you saw the performance of this past week. However, there's been coverage busts. That happens. I think that I believe in this team and their capability to coach guys up to make sure that they know what's happening. And I think it's also worth acknowledging that there has not been enough as much burn with those guys alongside him where coverage busts can happen when you just don't have communication. Now, that might be an oversimplification. He might not be grasping these things. I want to leave that open. The idea that he's just a hard hitter, that's not a small feat not a small thing for D'Amico Ryans in this defense.
It's what they want. You know, the whole swarm, kind of suck the life out of him. But
and also that helps Kalen Bullock be where he needs to be. Like being that box safety is kind of something that you needed from Kayvon Wallace.
But here's the thing. C.J. Gardner was too and probably better at it.
Sure.
So if you're not in your right spots, you know, there's that one thing. You know, what D'Amico Ryans has very specific roles for everybody on the field. And the one at the safety position, you better have the communication down. You better have it down. Gardner Johnson gone because of that. We're presuming. It seems, reading between the lines, that's what it is. And, you know, he was kind of rogue, so to speak. And I'm not saying Wallace was rogue, but he got it wrong, at least on one play. And as you mentioned, it wasn't the only one.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think also when I say that it did not have to be either or, you just brought Justin Watson back from injured reserve. You have a number of wide receivers on this roster. There's places where I think you could make a sacrifice to make sure that you have a level of depth at safety that feels comfortable.
Is this game plan, perhaps? Do you think Jalen Petrie might play in a different role too?
They've done that.
Yeah.
Right? When they got to a place where they were trying to find answers when Miles Bryant was back there, hey, shout out to, and I like Miles Bryant, the versatility that he has. I think that this team has a high standard, high value rather, for versatility. Obviously, you could look at Trent Brown for that, amongst others. British Brooks is one of those guys. Dare Ogunbowale having that versatility. They have a high value for that. But Miles Bryant has looked like liability at times when they've put him out there safety as well. Nobody's talking about cutting him outright. And in those moments when they had Miles Bryant and they were trying to find ways to make this work, Petrie did slide back there at times.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's the way they go about it.
Maybe this is game plan driven.
It's quite possible.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to get to the place where I'm trying to make it seem like Kayvon Wallace had to start. But I felt like this is a big step.
Yeah.
And I think that in the big step, you also give yourself less of a hand to play. And that's the thing that worries me about this move. I don't think this is going to be something that changes the entirety of what this team is capable of. But it was an oddity to see in the week leading up to the playoffs, right? In the week leading up to the playoffs, making a move for somebody that started in the game prior and sending him on his way. And it could be that in a few hours we see him back on the practice squad and then this is just all a moot point. But they are making bold moves at the very least.
Yes, they are.
With the way that they're handling this. And I am very intrigued to see how it works.
Yes. Yes.
Here's the thing. Also, there's a lot of assumption that we made because the 8-3-2. Did I hear that Jalen Reed is coming back from IR?
Well, we think.
We wonder.
We think, yeah. Yeah,
we have no idea. He hasn't even been put in the place where the practice window was activated for him. We're wondering and we're seeing what this looks like. So yeah, that was a wild thing that happened yesterday, and we'll see what it looks like for the Texans as they head into an important game. And as Larry was talking about when he called in a little while ago, this is definitely the postseason where you feel the most confident the Texans can have a run.
Yes, you do.
And so that was an oddity to see coming into this place. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said Reggie obviously has a man crush. This was a place that they clearly needed a player. Kayvon Wallace felt like he stepped in and was solid, was serviceable.
Warm bodies.
And then
they need bodies.
And then from my perspective, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, one bad game and all of a sudden that's gone. Now, of course, that's my perspective. I'm not seeing what they deal with every day. Sure, I'm not seeing what the back side of this is. But I can only work off of what I see. And that was kind of shocking to see that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk more about this game as well. What could be the most telling statistics in this Monday night matchup? 713-572-4610. We talk about it next.